Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday morning devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Talking this week about building up the family, specifically the family of God, building up one another, we talked about yesterday. And today we're going to talk about building the church. And probably ought to make it clear up front that when the Bible talks about building the church, when the Bible talks about the church, those hearing that in the first century, those hearing that in the times that the Bible was being written, that the words were being spoken, would have had no thought whatsoever about a building and equating that with the church. They were very clear in their understanding that what was being talked about was the people and those that would seek God, those that would worship Him, those that believed in Jesus. And so today we're going to look at 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 12, and it says, "So it is with you. Since you are eager to have spiritual gifts, try to excel in gifts that build up the church." Paul writes the Corinthians, and throughout the letters of both 1 and 2 Corinthians, he has a numerous issues to address. Things that they had either misunderstood, things that they had begun but not completed, things that they did not believe or practice accurately. And one of these issues had to do with, well, this pursuit of superiority, of being better than everyone else or thinking you're better than everyone else. And it's not a problem that was unique to the Corinthians. It's an issue that we struggle with, or at least it ought to be a struggle. It's an issue that we deal with in our culture and probably every generation that's ever lived. It's an issue that the disciples of Jesus had to deal with, the arguments that they would have as they walked along about which one of them was the greatest. That Jesus would address and say, the way of the world isn't the way of the kingdom. The leaders of the world lorded over those that they ought to be serving. But those who desire to be great, those who lead within the kingdom, ought to be those who serve. And those that are greatest are those that serve everyone, which is exactly what Jesus did. But the Corinthians were having this issue, and part of that issue was even bringing into discussions about God's gifting in their life. And they had created some sort of hierarchy of the gifts of God. And if you were gifted in this task, in this area, then you were better than those that weren't. And so you had all of this clamoring for position. And it becomes a misuse of God's gifting in your life when you're using it to seek importance rather than using it to serve people. And so throughout 1 Corinthians, Paul's addressing this in various ways. 1 Corinthians 12 covers a lot of it. 1 Corinthians 13, we typically refer to as the love chapter. Paul finishes out 1 Corinthians 12 and talking about pursuing the gifting of God that is useful. And it says, well, let me just tell you, show you the most excellent way. And then he goes into this incredible discourse on love. And then chapter 14, he's back and he's saying, if you really do desire spiritual gifts, if you're really seeking God to add gifting in your life, then seek those things which build up the church, which build up your brothers and sisters in Christ, which build the kingdom. You know, that's part of that chapter of love, is this: if I have the gift of prophecy, if I have the gift of speaking in other languages, if I have this gift or that gift, but don't have love, what good is it? I'm no better than a clanging gong, as a noisy cymbal. I'm making a lot of noise, I'm drawing a lot of attention to myself, but I don't accomplish anything useful. And Paul says our desire ought to be to not only have gifts from God that are noticed, that are put into practice, but have gifts from God that we're using to build up the body of Christ. And we do that kind of as a follow-up to yesterday's topic. We do that by building up one another, by building up our neighbor, by building up those that are seeking God, by building up those who have come to God. We build up the church as we strengthen the saints. And from a biblical perspective, the saints are those who have been set apart for God's use. It is those who are Christians. It is those who believe in Jesus, that has accepted his message, that has responded. It's not a special category. It's not something that we attain when we're good enough. The Bible uses the term in a way that encompasses all those who belong to Jesus. And when our life and the use of the gifting that we have from God is put into practice in a way that builds up people, we build up the church. We help people know that they belong, that they are loved, that they are forgiven, that they are taught, that they are corrected, that they are shown mercy, that they have value. That their brokenness doesn't define them, but that Christ dwelling within them is their new definition. You see, when we seek the spiritual gifts, it's not about tooting our own horn. It's not about making ourselves known. The spiritual gifts which have value in our life are those which draw us nearer to God and those which glorify God and make Him known to those around us. many times it's not the gift itself, it's in the way that we implement it that becomes the problem or becomes the success. I suspect we all know people who allow positional authority to kind of go to their head and taken to the extreme, they become tyrants. And as you read the Gospels and you hear the interaction between the disciples and Jesus, you realize that there are times where they sure would have liked to have used the authority of Jesus for their benefit, to show others. Not to show others the love of Jesus, not to show others mercy, but to show others who was really in charge. And I kind of get the impression that some of those times it wasn't even to show others that Jesus was in charge, it was to show others that they were. And when we seek God's gifting in our life, the purpose ought to be is not to make us greater, but to make Jesus known in a greater way. And we do that when we learn to humble ourselves, when we serve in humility, when we put into practice God's gifting in our life. In a way that makes it clear that it is His gift, that He's the one leading, that His will is being done. In today's culture, we build up the church as we build up the people, and many times that includes the building, it includes the property, it includes those areas where we can meet and encourage one another, but that should never be the primary focus. That's simply a result of God's people being built up and strengthened, of God's people being encouraged. Today, as we spend time praying, the question is, what am I doing with what God has given me? Am I using it to make myself known, or am I using it to make Him known? And sometimes there's a fine line there. Making Christ known in effective ways at times and can make us known more. But God knows the heart. God knows whether we're doing what we're doing in order to build up the body of Christ or whether we're doing it simply to build ourselves up. And so as we pray, we examine ourselves. We ask God to purify our heart, to purify our motives, to lead us in the humility that seeks to make Him known above all else. And to love, and to put those gifts of God into practice in ways that love people, in ways that make God's love known. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has not only given us all that we need for righteousness, all that we need to draw near to You, it has given us these giftings in our life that we ought to be using to build up the church, to build up the body of Christ, to build up those who are coming to You, those that have come to You. So, Father, today, help us to examine not only how You've gifted us, and may we be very careful not to place value on it based on the world standards, but see it as a valuable gift simply because it came from you. And regardless of how the world would see it compared to that which others have, may we treasure it because it's something that you've given us. And that because we are a part of the body of Christ, the gift that we have, the gifting that you've given, has great value and is very necessary. Father, forgive us for those times where we find ourselves in those arguments about who's better and who's more important. And we pull out the things that we think are great gifts, and we put down the things that we think are not so great. Father, convict us in our very core about how we build up the body by putting into practice those things that each part of the body has. And may we learn to value and honor every part. And Father, as we seek your gifting in our life, as we desire, may we truly desire the most excellent way. May we truly desire to practice the gifting in a context of love. A love for you, a love from you, a love for people. Father, help us to be excited about using gifts to serve others. Forgive us for those times where we've bought into the world's way of doing things and we've expected to be served because of what you've done in our life, because of what you've given us. We've turned things upside down. And may we have the courage to allow you to straighten things out, put things in order, the courage to use your gifting to serve others, to make Jesus known. Father, may our greatest desire and purpose in life be to take everything that you've poured into us to build up your kingdom, to make Jesus known, to honor him, to lift up his name, so that all that we do, all that we say, all that we live would glorify you, that we would be faithful. And Father, as we live today, may we be very aware of all of the opportunities that we encounter to share Jesus, to build up your body, to grow the church in numbers, in depth, in insight. And as we grow in Christ, may we deliberately lift up Jesus at every opportunity that we have, so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday morning devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.